that man was very excited about a baseball player being at his gas station.
There was a baseball player at his gas station?
That's what he was talking about. That's what all the hubbub was about.
Mm.
Like, that's Matt Cain.
Is Matt Cain an Oakland Athletic?
I believe he is a San Francisco Giant.
Okay. I have not watched a non-World Series baseball game in maybe 10 years.
Mm. I don't think I've seen any baseball at all in about three.
Yeah.
Two or three. Down, sometimes you just got to turn to the people and let them carry you along. I think that's maybe what it's time to do today.
Okay.
With this playlist curated by the people.
True democracy in action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's do some work, people.
Yes.
Make us happy.
Or incredibly sad.
Whatever you got, we can take it.
Yeah. I would ask for not feeling indifferent as I might if a BG knockout track came on.
We want extremes.
Yeah.
There is no room in this workaday world for middle-of-the-road compromise.
Exactly. I'm here to excel or
blame out.
Yeah. Gun Showers is a good name for a song.
I feel like it should actually be bullet showers, because if it's just the guns showering down on you, that's just like it's hitting you in the head, it's kind of hurts.
Guns are way heavier than bullets.
Yeah. I'm not saying it wouldn't suck.
Well, I guess it depends on if the bullets are falling from the sky or if they've been fired from the sky. Fired from the sky.
That would be bad.
That'd be bad. If they're falling from the sky, that would actually still be bad.
Yeah.
But I think it would be less bad.
You might be right.
Because it depends on how far they fall. If they're falling up to far enough to reach like terminal velocity, then maybe it doesn't matter either way. Thinking about The Chase lately.
Charlie Sheen movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to see that again. It's been a really long time, and I remember liking it quite a bit.
Yes, me too. It is dumb as hell, but I think enjoyably so.
Yeah.
Whether it still holds up to this day, I cannot say for certain, but I want to say I saw it like 5 or 6 years ago, and I remember still being like, yeah, this is fun. Henry Rollins is an angry cop.
Yeah. Ray Wise.
Yeah.
Ray Wise and around.
Two different Red Hot Chili Peppers playing weird rednecks.
Yeah.
I feel like I was talking to someone about the Charlie Sheen oeuvre recently, and that came up.
Mm. Yeah, there are a lot of Charlie Sheen movies I would probably never want to watch again.
Yes, most of them, in fact. But I think the Chase is one I say is all right. I think The Arrival holds up. It's a good weird movie.
I think The Arrival was always nonsense. Maybe that works in its favor.
Yeah. It's a strange, lumpy movie that doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's good. The Hot Shots movies.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember if I ever actually saw the second Hot Shots.
Oh, the one where they fucking Lloyd Bridges fist fight Saddam Hussein?
Maybe I didn't see it. Or maybe I saw it like once. Like I've seen the first one like a lot, and then... And then maybe didn't see the second one, or only saw it once or something. But...
It's a pretty good Rambo parody.
Mm.
Yes, Major League is also good.
Yes.
Not the subsequent Major League movies so much, but the first one.
Yeah, no, it's... Can't recommend anything past the first one.
A lot of people like Platoon. I don't really like Platoon.
Yeah.
I realize I'm in the minority on that. That's fine.
I think I'm just pretty much indifferent about it.
Yeah.
I feel like when it comes to parody films of that era that are not Naked Gun movies, I'm a Loaded Weapon 1 man. I'm an Emilio Estevez in a Lethal Weapon style film.
Yeah. I remember really not liking Loaded Weapon that much, and maybe I need to reevaluate that one, because Vinny was also talking about that one recently, and him liking that movie, and I just remember not being into it.
I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's a good movie and you should go watch it. I'm just going to say that I remember enjoying it. And, you know, you're selling bootleg Girl Scout cookies or something.
We can all agree Spy Hard is bad, though, right?
Yeah, Spy Hard's bad.
Okay.
Leslie Nielsen things I will watch. It's like Naked Gun, Police Squad, and the airplane films.
Yes. Those are the hits.
And that's it. I don't really want to see Dracula Dead and Loving It. See, that is, he was in that, right?
That is maybe the worst Mel Brooks movie. It's bad. He kind of fell into some real bad, like, direct-to-video parody shit, too, at a certain point.
Mm.
Late in his career.
The phone's ringing, but this is all that's on the other end, so...
Yeah.
Gotta do what I can.
Saw an old movie starring him. I can't remember which one it was, but, like, not that long ago, and it was just very jarring to watch him be a serious actor in a movie.
Did it make the movie funny in a weird way?
Not exactly. I mean, he's a good actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's actually good. It's just not what I'm accustomed to and not how I was introduced to him.
Yeah. Shit.
I do like dope shit. Remember, we said extremes only.
How many cigarette burns do you think these kids have on their skin in places that are, like, not normally visible when wearing clothes? more like failing to sing properly or, you know, acting up, trying to escape from their cage.
You're saying this is a real, like, Oliver Twist situation.
Mm-hmm.
No gruel until you sing your songs.
Right. Like, how many lit cigarettes have been put out on the upper arms of a Kidz Bop kid?
Many. I would go so far as to say that most of these children are orphans owned by the Kidz Bop Corporation.
Yeah. Now, do you think, like, how many of them are orphans and how many of them were born into it through, like, a lab situation where they're just trying to crank them out genetically, like, select for, like, good vocal cords?
You're saying they're using CRISPR to generate Kidz Bop kids?
Exactly. Like, they need a tenor. Accelerated their aging so they can get singing within 6 months. They only make it 2 or 3 years, but hey, there's more where that came from.
Somewhere there's just like a fucking cold storage of like fucking alien resurrection Ripley clones that went wrong.
Yeah.
But kids that sing, kill me.
That's all they can sing. But no one's listening. No one's listening.
Yep.
We don't play that song around here much anymore.
That's unexpected. All right, here we go. Rules that the version of this that's been added is from the Twin Peaks soundtrack.
Yeah. That said, I'm not sure that this is the original recording of this song.
It is.
Something about the vocals sound different. Figure out like what Twin Peaks was this from. But I guess it is the most recent Twin Peaks, which makes sense.
Yes, I think I remember the scene this was played in.
Yeah. made my least favorite Spotify thing is the, like, oh, these are totally not the original recordings, because at some point someone wanted to get, like, performance royalties back on their side.
Right.
Like, this is Bust a Move, but it's not Bust a Move.
Yeah, there were a few songs that came to Rock Band that way, presumably because publishing rights and whatever had just sort of been locked up by whatever label they had previously been on.
Yeah. It's like a mix of that and just like, oh, well, we don't have the masters of the original recording.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, I used to be a farmer and I did a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the sea behind. But times went by and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And the bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind
of job. We gotta have, you know, little Canadian content every hour. We just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But it's just regulations. Just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the river Saskatchewan. And it's a heave high coming down the bay. Oh, okay.
I mean, they're committing.
Yeah.
Well, you think the local farmers would know that I'm at large. But just the other day, I found an unprotected barge. I stuck up a wreck behind them, the pig without the wiser. I ran the ship and sank it and I stole the fertilizer. Bridge outside of the stall spans a mighty river. Farmers must see so much here, the stomachs are a quiver. Cause they know the captain tried to sign it. Canadian content laws are one of my favorite things in the world because of what they allow that country to produce.
Yeah.
And promote.
Right.
This is the I'm shipping up to Boston of Canada, right? Like, that's...
Yeah, seems like it. It's so farm-focused.
It is that.
Just, maybe the weirdest thing about it. But I guess if your band's name is Captain Tractor, maybe that's just...
Just part of the gimmick.
Yeah. Like, if you're going to be a modern-day pirate, you got to steal what's on modern-day waters.
Yeah.
Not exactly full of treasure chests full of money.
No. Not these days. Well, I feel enriched for knowing that exists.
I feel something. Speaking of being enriched.
Ah, sweet.
This has to be good.
Yeah. This sounds amazing.
What up, y'all? It's season of bills. And when I'm in the game, I like to style with my kills. You know that I am the king of dusty. You trying too hard, boy, you smelling mad musty. Killing me? You must be mistaken. Because it's your life that I will be taking. Wham, wham, wham. Now you crying to your mommy. But guess what, Bobby? Now you back in the lobby. Hey, go. Game with real ratchet. Other players in the realm, you know they cannot match it. And when we done, we hit them with a dance. I boogie with my feet, then I boogie with my hands. Trigger trash kids.
Well, it's good to know that Ummer grew up.
Sorry, gotta go.
Oh, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
I got the kill shot. You will die.
Ooh!
One per equals one life. Man, I told you to talk about my snipes. You know, scope, I quick scope. You will choke. The loud bang make you jump. For real, though. You will slow when you crouch. I got you. Now you're in the lobby wondering who shot you. Always hyped, low key.
Everyone involved in making this should be tried at the Hague.
Yep.
Oh man, yeah. This fucking chorus!
Yeah, you know, I take back everything I said because the hook is so dope.
It's genuinely astounding to me how fucking 1991 this is.
Yeah.
Like, they went for it.
This sucks.
I need to know who did this. I need to know who these people are.
Is this the lady from G.I. Joe Killers?
Hey man, the Baroness is better than this.
Hold up, everybody be quiet. Don't want the enemy seeing me when I'm hiding. Ducked in the bushes, never see me spying. Silencer on the pistol, you on the ground crying. Flying off the launch pad, landing in the trees. Snipe from above, peeking through the leaves. Playing hide and seek.
Oh, I hate this.
Yeah.
Oh man. Part where they get to the part where they just say the name of the game a couple of times is where it really breaks me.
Pull out the blueprints, got the world in my pocket. Quad war, throw it up a ramp, then I clock it.
Nerdcore was a mistake. Oh, they have a song called the Mission Impossible Fallout song.
What?
Keep it going up, match triple nine, mate, by me. Wish that you could see the look on my face.
I'm elite, baby, don't you see the outfit? Double pumps don't matter, man, I got this. Shoot a rocket and pop a mini at the same time. If you put a star in my hand, then it's game time.
They got a Battlefield 5 song.
Do you think any of these people have ever heard hip-hop before?
Uninstall the game because honestly, you're trash, dude.
Maybe in passing?
Yeah. Or maybe like one of them has and is like describing it to the others. It's like, no, it's like... Fuck.
Oh, hell no. I know you didn't just touch my goddamn radio. Ever touch a black man's radio, boy? You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man. I'm gonna show you real music. Yeah, that's real music. You hear that?
It's a good transition into something.
Chris Tucker's way to Doomtree.
Mm-hmm. Clearly. And now Jackie Chan is too.
Yeah. This is maybe my favorite Action Bronson song.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
People in the chat are saying that Ninja, in fact, did have a verse on that Fortnite rap. If you wanted to know why it was so good.
Yeah. Kume seems able to restrain himself. By not have a heated gaming moment in the middle of the verse.
Yep. Man, I need to watch UHF again.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in ages. Fucking license plate is just I love law.
It's Judge Dredd driving.
Yo, I smoke the Surgeon General upon an elevated level. I fly with all my angels.
I love law.
With the devil.
Yeah, probably would, you fucking cop.
Love it.
Why don't you fuck the law then? You love it so much.
Stick my dick in these laws.
Make sweet love to the law.
I love Love Law might be worse.
Wine Law is just more confusing. Like, what is that?
Are you a lawyer for vineyards? That's always been my assumption.
That's got to be it, right?
Yeah.
Or just a lawyer that owns a vineyard?
Or like, these are my two loves, the law, the wine.
No law but wine law.
Yeah. Great name.
Not as good at the music part.
Eh, you know. At least it's not about Fortnite.
There is that.
Never considered that services like Spotify would create a whole new generation of people writing rap songs about hot keywords in video games like Fortnite and Battlefield 5.
Not just Spotify, guess, but YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Just that right. Proliferation of that stuff.
MP3.com will live forever in some disgusting way.
Do we still own that domain?
Yep.
Go to Last.fm or something?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up. I wanna know what happens when you go to mp3.com right now. Website.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. It looks like a fake website.
Well,
I think it may have been turned into a content farm.
Great.
How to download the worst albums of 2018.
Oh, great.
How to download new releases from Alice in Chains, Plain White Tees, and others.
Does it say...
Which woman from Mambo Number 5 are you?
What?
Quiz, are you Beyonce or Sasha Fierce?
Oh, so like recently updated as well.
Can you even name half of these 2000s alt bands from their videos? See which Good Charlotte song defined your teen years by answering one question.
Is that question, do you like Good Charlotte?
The Spice Girls, Will Smith, or Celine Dion? Tell us who had the hottest album in 1998.
The Spice Girls.
these are the 10 best movie and TV soundtracks of 1990, and here's a picture of fucking Young Guns.
So what you're saying
what
is
what did
that
they do to this
they're
website?
Running this site out of Burbank. That's what I'm hearing.
No, this is recently updated, because there's a thing on fucking Bohemian Rhapsody here. Seven classic Jennifer Lopez videos that prove she's worthy of MTV's Video Vanguard Award. Boy, this is, and yeah, we still own this.
Yeah.
CBS Interactive is, like, on the bottom thing. Boy. They did something to this website.
Yeah, you gotta do something to it. It wasn't like it was, like...
Yeah, it wasn't doing anything, but... It still bums me out a little bit.
Stories about how to download songs.
Yep.
That I bet aren't, like... Alright. Torrent directories.
Like LimeWire.
Yeah, alright, let's talk about Kazaa. So, like, what are those articles gonna be? It's like, alright... Go to apple.com/iTunes. Install the thing that... If it pops up a warning, just say yes.
Here's how you get MP3 downloads from Amazon.
Or, yeah, right.
God.
How can I download this music?
If only there were a better way.
Real.
What up, big?
Okay. Nope.
Yeah. Let it bounce.
Dumb cover of this song.
Right.
Enjoyable.
Yes.
But no.
I'll put this question to you because it's something I thought of maybe last week or the week before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that this song being like their first kind of big song, do you think that whoever was doing like A&R or trying to figure out like how to get Alien Ant Farm out to the people was looking at Limp Bizkit's career and looking at how Faith did for them and going like, man, we can tap into, this is how we're going to try to do this.
It could be, yeah. I want to say they were doing this cover for a while before they got signed.
Sure.
But putting that out as like the first single definitely feels like, hey, we're just, not necessarily punting, but we think this is the thing that's going to hit.
Right.
Because, like, that other single, Movies, like, did okay.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Nothing else of theirs ever hit.
No, I'm not saying they enjoyed the longevity and success of Limp Bizkit.
No, clearly not. But yes, I wouldn't be surprised if that was a similarly calculated move. Knowing how A&R, especially at that stage of fucking label relationship,
time,
was, yeah. Ah, here we go.
I like the hits.
Yeah. That sounds all right.
Sure.
Alien Ant Farm was just not one of those bands I ever really got into beyond the singles.
Yeah. To the song while I'm driving.
Yeah. Gotta energize. It's good that they cordoned off that second turn lane for nothing.
Yeah. Some of the tracks that ended up in Business Funk.
Oh! Yeah, this could very easily be in a corporate training video or be like the second stage in a decent platformer from like 1993.
Right. For Sega CD.
Yeah. hear that you think you know me from...
No, that's my text message tone.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely not part of the song. Because who would do that?
Yeah.
Other than JPEG Mafia. Another great name.
I mean, they're the only real competition left after they wiped out the bitmap mafia.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep it old school. Me and the rest of the Targa mob.
Me, I signed up with the Westside GIF Crips.
You got beef with the East Side Jif boys.
They ain't real.
I like the song a lot more when it was just like sampling Edge.
Yeah.
And being dumb. Once in a Lifetime's a great song, everyone can agree.
Yes.
We can move on.
Yes. No. No disagreements. Did you listen to that new E40 album this year?
I think so.
Which is to say, have you ever heard an E40 album before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Then you did. It's all right.
He's been relatively prolific these last few years, and I like that he's putting out stuff, but I feel like it's like, it's down to like one track per album that I listen to and go, okay.
Yeah. Every album has about one Balaholic-esque equivalent,
right.
And then it's just like, cool, I'm good. I really think at this point, when you fly into SFO and you get off the plane, E40 should always be playing.
Yeah. Yep.
That's how you should welcome people to the bay.
And when you get on a plane at the Oakland airport, when you hand them the ticket and they run it under the scanner, the person running the scanner should be forced to make eye contact with you and say, and then you know it's okay to get on the plane.
I agree. And if there's a problem with your ticket, the sound the thing makes is
yeah. I wish we had a better selection of royalty-free music at our disposal that included this catalog.
How can we get out on that?
I mean, I think there is a service that offers this stuff, like the KPM catalog specifically.
Is it just more expensive than Audio Network?
I don't know, even know if it's more expensive. It's just a different service. I think just as a company,
we don't use it.
We are with Audio Network, so it would be a bunch of budget justifications about like, no, trust me.
Right. Here's a question that maybe doesn't have a good answer. CBS still has a record label, doesn't it?
I don't know.
CBS Records was a thing.
Yeah. CBS has had like record labels before. Yeah.
Does that mean we technically have access to that catalog if we want it?
No.
Or is there still like a bunch of hoops we'd have to jump through?
Yeah, there'd still be because like the rules about like, you know, like a CBS owned radio station doesn't get to play CBS Records things without also paying the artist.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
So
that makes sense. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Now I need to know if CBS Records still exists.
I'm way more interested in the CBS Electronics video game label that published video games in the 80s.
Right. Not a lot of them, though, right?
Yeah, no, not a ton. But, like, Mountain King and Crazy Shootout and games that I, like, I'm kind of low-key biding my time to fucking, like, work my tendrils into enough different places to where I can finally just kind of casually ask the question, hey, do we still own those video games? Can you give them to me so that I can release them
right
freely on a website? I tried to do the same thing with the Q-Bert cartoon. But I've not succeeded in making anyone care enough to investigate how much of that CBS owns, if any. I'm guessing it's probably none, but like there are episodes of that show, of that video game cartoon show that are like still totally lost to time.
Huh.
Like Donkey Kong Jr. cartoons that just a couple of them surfaced online in Spanish, but like just aren't out there.
Right. And the rights holders will never put it out in any way.
That's the thing, is like you have to imagine that all those rights, like to actually put that out again. Which my idea was like, we should get that and make it a part of the Giant Bomb Premium experience. Like, you get access to these 8 episodes of this fucking cartoon.
But we gotta figure out how to do
it. I don't even know who I would talk to fucking make that a reality. But then on top of that, it would be like, okay, so it was like a Ruby Spears cartoon. And they probably actually own whatever rights to it. And then on top of that, all the rights to the game characters have long since reverted.
Right.
So you would have to go back to Nintendo and say, hey, we want to put this Donkey Kong Jr. cartoon back out there. And they'd be like, fucking what? Who are you? No.
Which is honestly the right answer.
Yeah. But I still want to try to get to that point.
I want them to say no.
Yeah. I would love to figure that out.
To answer the original question, the original CBS Records was sold to Sony and turned into Columbia Records. There is a CBS Records label, but it has no one you've ever heard of on it, and it mostly released soundtracks from CBS television shows.
Okay, so that's still...
It exists, but it is a different thing now.
Because, like, yeah, like, I want to say... Wasn't a subsidiary of CBS Records putting out, like, Weird Al's early stuff? Like, Scotty Brothers. I think that was an imprint under CBS Records. Or and under it, Columbia. Or
yeah,
whatever.
It probably went with them when it was sold. Yeah. It was, like, 81, 82, I think, is when it got sold.
Okay. I don't dislike this song. This song's alright.
Yeah.
But I
like Paramore. I'm not ashamed to admit
that. I've never felt the need to go any deeper with Paramore than...
They are consistently good, I think.
Yeah. Well, alright.
Huh. I mean, he's right.
Mm-hmm. It's been an extremely long time since I have thought about this track.
And now here it is.
And now here we are, driving past this food truck.
They make chickens hella good. It says it right on there.
Well, yeah, of course it does.
Do you think he ever picked up his cool $2 million?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I would have to guess that Armin van Helden is still having like 7-figure years.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that guy is spinning in fucking Dubai.
Yeah.
On a regular basis, I'm sure. I think this might have been one of the first MP3s I ever downloaded.
Mm. I'd believe it.
Which is weird. But...
A lot of tracks like this sound
like a guy fucking around.
Yeah, like a guy fucking around until he runs out of ideas. They're just like, well, I don't know, let's turn the knob this way for 4 bars and then sweep it back down here for another 4 and
I don't know, I guess I'll do the verse again.
Yeah. Like, just looking at the parts that are already recorded, and I've done this, like, looking at the parts that are already recorded and just going, like, well, let's copy this here to make it another minute longer, and I mean, I could write another, I could, like, put together another drum fill, but this one's fine. Let's put it here again.
Look, it just has to,
here.
It just has to last for 7 minutes and be loud and have a beat the whole
time.
Yeah.
And then we'll put this part from the early part of the song with this part from the middle of the song and into a part that now sounds different. Because that's a build. That builds to... Okay, all right.
And big ending, big ending, big ending. Big ending.
Big ending.
We are here.
Big ending.
Big ending. Thank you for delivering on the playlist, as always. We'll see y'all later.